Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shay Sharp. I wanted to tell you about my new podcast, Club Shay Shay, where we always do something before two something. Each week, I sit down with a guest for a drink and conversation, and as host and proprietor of Club Shay Shay, I welcome in esteemed guests such as Snoop Dogg, Floyd Money Mayweather, LeVar Ball, Isaiah Thomas, just to mention a few. Whether I'm talking to an athlete, a musician, an actor, or a lifelong friend, Club Shay Shay is a place where people share inspiring and motivational stories about their journeys to prominence. The new episode drops every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Club Shay Shay now and make sure you never miss a new episode. Now back to Undisputed.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Patrick Mahomes has plenty of guys to spread the ball to in Kansas City. Both Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are three-time All-Pro selections, and each have made it to at least five Pro Bowls as well. Both of Mahomes' best weapons also made the NFL's 2010 All-Decade roster. So, Shannon, who's more valuable to the Chiefs, Tyreek or Kelce?
Skip, it's just, I don't know how you separate them and say one is more valuable than the other, because they, I don't know if they would work equally as well if the other wasn't in the offense. Let me tell you why. What Tyreek does is that he lifts the coverage so much that he draws the safety out, and so now Kelce gets to work one-on-one, either with a small corner or a linebacker. Okay, you're going to try to, you know what we're going to do? We're going to double Kelce. Now you're going to leave Tyreek one-on-one. See, even
you can
though...
You try to double both of them.
You try. You
and that's when Mecole...
That's when Mecole Hardman, you know, they always have someone going deep.
Yep.
Even though Tyreek's long touchdown runs are demoralizing, it's the third down, Skip. We about to get off the field. It's 3rd and 6. We about to, come on, baby. You got to stop. We done stopped them twice.
Or mid-fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, 3rd and 15 from your 35.
We're about to get off the field, and then here comes Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce led everybody in third down catches for first down. He has 79, 92 if you include the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Skip, that's demoralizing because now that keeps you on the field, and that gives me another 3-4 more cracks at you to get the ball into the end zone. See, I don't know if Kelce would be as effective if he didn't have Tyreek, and Tyreek wouldn't be as effective if he had somebody just control in the middle, because you see how he gets over the top of guys? Because Winfield Jr. is looking at Kelce.
Yep.
Well, that's just enough. He can't get back there, and then Cheetah pieced him out. Skip, it's peanut butter and jelly. I mean, you can have a jelly. I've had jelly sandwiches. I've had peanut butter sandwiches. But they're not nearly as good apart as they are together. And that's what I'm going to say about these two guys. I don't believe they would be nearly as good apart as they are together. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why they've both been to 5 Pro Bowls. There's mm-hmm. a reason why they're both on the All-Decade team. They're a 3-time first-team All-Pro mm-hmm. because they work so well together. And they got that guy throwing them the football. Because, Skip, remember I said they had Alex Smith, but they weren't this with Alex, because Alex wasn't going to use Tyreek to his best ability, which is pushing the ball down the field.
Mm. Okay, I hear you in tandem, in concert, peanut butter, jelly. By the way, if you just try a peanut butter sandwich, you better have some milk or something to get it down, because it's going to be hard to swallow that.
No, right? You don't get that crunchy. Skip, I don't like the crunchy. Yeah. Some people like the crunchy. I can't do the crunchy.
No. Okay. I am not a peanut butter guy.
Oh, man.
But I am a Kelce guy. I got to tell you, you played this position. You're in the Hall of Fame. As much as I have loved Rob Gronkowski, these many years, I've never seen anything like this guy.
He's special.
Very special because he is so athletic. He has, he runs routes like a wideout mm-hmm. does, yet he's a big
He's 6'5", 260.
Yeah, 260. So he ran at the combine 4.6. We had George Kittle on yesterday, and I was talking to him about compare and contrast, mm-hmm. which he wouldn't bite on. But Kittle ran 4.5 at the combine. Mm-hmm. So I thought he's a tick faster.
Yeah.
Whew. Kelce plays so fast because he has stop-start quickness in his game.
Right.
He has wiggle to him that you just don't see. Gronk has no wiggle to him. He's Frankenstein monster.
Right.
But he can beast you. And in 2011, he just got virtually unstoppable just on sheer beast mode kind of strength where Brady would just look for him and he would just run through and over people.
Yeah.
And he was just hard to get on the ground after he caught it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy, you can bracket him, you can double him, you can triple him, and it's just hard because he has such a wavelength with Mahomes that they're running option routes in and out, and he's so quick for such a big man, and he can still shield you off. He can still, you know, just wall you off with his body the way Jason Witten used to in his prime. But Jason Witten didn't have any wiggle to
him. No. Okay? And you need to have that, Skip. If you look at three of the top five receiving games from a tight end, they've come from tight ends in the West Coast system. Myself got the record.
Yep.
George Kittle is second with 213. Darren Waller just had 200. There's a reason why. Guys that can move in this offense, and that's why Kittle speaks so highly of it. That's why Kelce loved this offense. If you can run in this offense at that position, you're going to put up these numbers. You're going to have the numbers that you put up. And so the thing is that when you look at Gronk's the season you're talking about 2011 when he had 1,300 yards, he broke the record, 1,300 yards and 17 touchdowns. Wes Welker caught 122 passes for 1,562. He was second in receiving yards to Megatron. So now, Skip, you see what it, because everybody was trying to play in and out on Welker, and now you got Gronk just killing the safeties and the linebackers running the seams.
Nobody feared that Wes Welker was going to run past
him. No, he ain't running by you, Skip.
In fact, the only time I ever saw him run by anybody was in the second Eli Super Bowl, and Brady was a little high and outside to him because he just doesn't run those. It's just like he ran a post route. He just kept running right through the coverage.
Brady was trying to spare him. He ran a seam, Skip, and Brady saw the safety inside. So he tried to back shoulder him, but Wes was kind of running a little bit too fast, and he couldn't open his hips enough.
How many of those did you ever see Wes catch? Not many.
Not many, but that's a routine catch for Wes.
For him, he should have caught it.
Yes.
It wasn't Brady's best throw.
It wasn't his best throw.
Okay.
But Brady was actually trying to protect him from the safety, because if he'd have put it where he was supposed to, the safety, you want to take that shot into the back.
By the way, if Wes Welker catches that ball,
over.
We might be talking about seven.
Yeah, it'd been over. The Giants couldn't have got the ball back. Mm-hmm. But, Skip, it's just when you look at Tyreek, yes, Tyreek is the headliner, Skip, because of that speed. We see him do things that we've never seen receivers do. The way he could just take a five-yard route and get 70 yards down the field, like two steps, he's full speed.
Clearly, he's the most lethal deep threat
in pro football today. Yeah.
But Travis Kelce is the most lethal first down threat in football today, because to your point about 79 first downs on third down to 57 for Tyreek, well, what a security blanket. Third and five, third and seven, third and four.
And 92.
Guess who? I'll just throw
it. He got another 13, Skip, in the postseason.
Yep.
And there's no coincidence that both guys have gone over 100 yards receiving in both games. Now, although Tyreek doesn't have any touchdowns, but you look at those monster numbers that he had against Buffalo. He broke the game open. And that's what you have to worry about, because they have so much speed, Skip. And that's why people are afraid to blitz Mahomes, because they always have someone deep, and he can retreat and still throw the ball over your head. Bruce Arians was talking about how he retreated 15 yards and threw a ball 25 yards down the field. There are very few guys that can do that. And then I got a guy working underneath, and I got a guy going over the top of you. Mm. So they work great in tandem. And a lot of times, you notice, Skip, they put them on the same side. So we're going to make you, what you going to do? You're not doubling both of us on the same side.
No.
And Tyreek's getting out of there in a hurry.
Okay, so I'll give you this. Tyreek did catch 15 touchdown passes this year to Kelce's 11. Mm-hmm. But when I was rooting against Kansas City, the guy who scared me the most, as much as I fear and loathe Tyreek, it was Kelce. He's like, he's uncoverable. He's just going to get open. And the other, the wavelength that 15 has with 87 is off the charts, where he can just, any scramble mode, you know, he's just going to look for 87. And 87's going to come back and get the ball.
It's kind of hard to get Tyreek, because Tyreek's normally like 50 yards down the field, so it's kind of hard for him to get back. But Kelce does a great job of sliding and what we call uncovering and giving him a target to throw the football. Skip, I just think the thing is that what Tyreek does, Tyreek sends you to the trauma center. You already know you got a deep gash. When Tyree hit gash you, you got a deep gash. Kelsey just paper cut you to death. You got a foul. You're like, damn, I'm bleeding all over the place. Kelsey done paper cut you first down, third down, first down, second down. Like, damn. Mm. Just when you think you about to get off the field, Skip, he uncovers and gets the first down. And hey, you got to go do it all over again. Come on, D, we get to say we got him the third down. We third and 10. And they go Kelsey again, get another first down. For a tight end to lead on for a regular season with first down catches, that's huge, Skip. Mm. That's huge.
Which is why, man, I got to make a case that this was the greatest tight end season ever. I know Gronk's 2011.
I would put Gronk's that 2011.
Okay, but Kelsey had more yards, more receiving yards. He just didn't have the touchdowns. It was 17
Skip,
to 11.
That's unheard of. People don't realize how many. There's only a handful of receivers that's ever had 17 or more touchdowns. For a tight end?
Mm-hmm.
Man. I mean, my little measly 10, I thought I was doing something. Skip, I remember, but you get a tight end, if you call 8, 6, 8 touchdowns, Skip, you were doing it. 10, they thought I was all world. These dudes get 11, 12, 15, 17. I mean, think about what you call him. Devontae had 18. Mm-hmm. And we know how, look, I got a tight end get 18. And with another guy on your team with 122 catches, how many? Nah, Skip. Hey, I would say Kelsey. It's close, but I would lean Gronk. I would lead Gronk. 17 touchdowns, 1,300 yards.
14-16 for Kelsey.
He signed out the last game.
105 catches.
I wish he'd played last game so he'd get like 1,500. He probably would have played, but put the record out there. Stephon Diggs, Skip.
Okay, so remember, Kelsey missed a game and didn't play that last game. And he still had 15 more catches than Gronk had in 2011. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to me.
They're unbelievable together. They're going to be there for a while, too, Skip.
Yep.
You got about 3-4 more years of that.
So I guess we should just call off the game on Sunday night.
No, they're going to play it.
Just call it off.
Thinking, are we going to play this? Outcome at this point?
No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
History is a series or collection of events. One name does not do it justice. It's a group of names. Dr. Martin Luther King, Frederick Douglass, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, so many more, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, John Lewis, those that put their lives on the line. Some paid the ultimate price by losing their lives. Some put their lives on the line. The Freedom Riders that went city to city trying to get people out to vote so we could have rights in America that was afforded to us by the Constitution. So when I think of Black History Month, those are some of the names that I think.
Well, when the Buccaneers and Chiefs squared off week 12, Kansas City blitzed Tom Brady on 48% of passing plays. That's 21% more than Brady was blitzed in other games this season. And on the flip side, the Buccaneers' 17% was much lower than the team's normal blitz rate of 42%. Of course, blitzing Mahomes less resulted in a Chiefs win in Tampa that day. So, Shannon, if you were either of the defensive coordinators, what would you do this time around?
Well, I try to mix it up, Skip. I've always felt that the team that lost had a decided advantage because we lost. The team that won, like, okay, we had a perfect game plan. We won. Threw for 462 yards. We blitzed Tom. We picked him off. We sacked him a couple of times. What do we need to change? But the team that lost is preparing for you to do the exact same thing that you did. So I think they're going to try to feel it out first. They know they've got to get Tom Brady off his spot. Tom Brady not sacked is a recipe for Tom Brady's 7th Super Bowl win.
Yep.
Tom Brady under duress, Tom Brady gets, even if you don't sack him, Skip, you got to move him off that spot. And if you can move him off that spot, you can have success. Teams don't blitz Mahomes because I'm not willing to sacrifice my back end with Tyreek and Mecole Hardman running by me. They've always got some run running deep. Now, it's looking like they're going to have Sammy Watkins back. Sammy Watkins didn't have that breakout season that we know he's capable of, but he's capable of throwing a 100-yard game on you. He can have a big game. Now you bring Watkins back into the equation to put him with Tyreek, to put him with Hardman and Kelce. I don't know if you really want to blitz Mahomes because his quarterback rating is damn near perfect when you blitz him.
Yep.
So, plus Tampa saw something in Green Bay. They're playing with backup linemen, the Chiefs. We got to Rodgers with just four.
Five times.
And we didn't have to sacrifice our back end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they blitz him this time either, Skip. I believe they believe JPP and Shaq Barrett can get home and we don't have to sacrifice our back end. Because if we can get home with four without having to sacrifice our back end, it's going to be smooth sailing.
Okay. So I must tell you, when I read these numbers last night, my jaw dropped. I had no idea that Kansas City, under Coach Spags, had gone after Tom Brady 48% of the snaps. It's way more than they usually do.
Especially early.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't sort of focus in my brain that that was happening. Mm-hmm. But then I start to think back, yeah, they were coming after him all day.
They brought
long.
Honey Badge a lot.
A lot. And conversely, Tampa blitzed 42% of the time through the regular season, and that day only 17%. Okay, so I'll start with Todd Bowles. High regard for him. Top five defensive coordinator. Deserves another head coaching mm-hmm. job. That 17%, that may be high for what I would do. I don't even know if I'd do that at all. I think exactly. I would just play it straight. Play it as straight as I can. See how the game goes.
Right, especially if I can get home with four?
Yeah.
Why would
see
I
see if early on I can create a little havoc with four. If I can move him a little bit, if I can hit him a couple times early with just four, then I'm going to stay put because the two inside backers can fly. Mm-hmm. They're both really good blitzers, especially Devin White. He may be their best pass rusher, just pure pass rusher. But he can also, as we saw against Drew Brees, he can drop mm-hmm. and cover.
Right.
He can run with anybody.
And what they try to do, Skip, they always try, what they're trying to do with him is that they're trying to cover up your lineman and try to get him on a running back because he's just going to run slap over it.
Yeah.
He's not swimming. He's not dodging. Mm-mm. He's putting his shoulder in your chest, and he's Mack trucking you, okay. and he's getting to your quarterback.
So, to me, Tampa has to stay with that blueprint of just back off. We need to double Kelce, and we need to double Tyreek, and then we just hope for the best with the rest of them.
Right.
If Sammy gets 100, tip
so
the cap, right? But flipping around the other way, Tom Brady is 43 years of age, mm-hmm. as we always say. It's a quick duck and cover. If he sees it before you see it, if you got him on a play, if you corner blitz him and nobody sees it and the back's going the other way and he's unprotected, He just lives to play another play, right?
Right.
He just folds up mm-hmm. and drops.
Right.
Okay, so why wouldn't you do that even more? At 48%, and to demonstrate what I'm talking about, he did throw two picks in the third quarter against Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Back in November 29th.
Mm-hmm.
If we could see these two picks that he threw, what happened on these two? First one, guess who just hit him right in the mouth? Honey Badger just hit him right in the mouth, and he underthrew a little bit to Scotty Miller. Who might have had a step, I don't know.
But you see, the thing is, Scotty Miller wasn't the next Scotty Miller free release.
Okay.
They jammed him at the line. They look at Breland in his jock.
Okay.
So you got a speed guy, you got to jam him.
Okay, but look who's...
Honey Badger.
Honey Badger got home.
But you see what they did, Skip? They do something that very few teams are willing to do to Brady.
Yeah. Now,
they blitzed him in his face.
One, real quick. This is Sorensen. The safety is coming on this play. I don't know what he does. He decides either I can't get there and I back off, or he was trying to fake him out.
Yeah, he faked him out because he knew the tackle would block down. And so that let Clark go scot-free.
So the throw hits the safety right in the helmet and bounces into an untimely interception.
If you watch the Honey Badger play, Skip, they do something that very few teams will do to Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
They brought the blitz in his face because a lot of people don't want you to see the blitz. But what I believe Spags was trying to do, I don't want him to escape to his dominant arm. So if he escapes, I want him to roll left and see if he can open his hips and throw his body.
Okay.
I don't want him to roll right to his dominant hand and be able to throw off and throw play.
Well, obviously, Honey Badger came into his right side.
Right. And so very, very few people want the... That's why they say the blind side. You bring the blitz from the blind side, get hit in the back.
Yep.
But Tom Brady, they brought it to his face because they want him to move the opposite way, away from his dominant hand.
Okay. obviously, when Tom has struggled the most is when he's got pressure up in his face. Sometimes it can come because the pocket gets pushed.
Yeah,
over his career, we've seen Denver push the pocket in the AFC Championship game. We saw back to the Strahan Giants just push the pocket like crazy right up in his face. It's hard on him.
Yeah.
He's not mobile. We know that.
Right.
Okay. He doesn't have escapability. We saw a couple times if you let him out the window, he will jump out the window to the right. We saw a couple times this year we're rolling to his right. He's still not
bad. He made some great throws. He threw one to AB. He threw a couple.
And he threw one to LeSean McCoy.
Right.
Remember that?
He dropped it against Carolina.
Okay. So the point is they're going to come after him, and it's up to Leonard Fournette to have as good a day blitz pickup as he does carrying the football, or Ronald Jones, whoever in the game, because you have to pick it up.
Yes.
You have to get one of them or he's done.
Right.
Right?
I just think the thing is that the Chiefs are going to find out, can we, because they're preparing for Spags to bring pressure again. So that's why when you lose, Skip, you have the advantage, because they won by blitzing him. Tom Brady and the offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich, and Bruce Arians, they're like, look, they're probably going to do that recipe again because it worked out well for them. So here's going to be our counter. Maybe they shorten the routes. Maybe, okay, the hot route's coming right here. Maybe Tom missed a few hot throws that he won't miss this time.
I would agree.
So I just think the thing this time, let's see if Chris Jones, let's see if Frank Clark, let's see if we can get home with four.
Yep.
And if we don't have success, now we got to heat him up. But I wouldn't start off doing what I did last time because you've lost the element of surprise because you've done it before.
Okay, I will say this to Brady's credit. The last three quarters of that game, he threw for 313 yards. They did not have the ball that much because it was 37 minutes for Mahomes to 23 for Tom. But he threw for 313, and he had two long fourth quarter drives that did get them back within striking distance at 27-24.
Well, the biggest key, Skip, blitz, no blitz, is that red zone. Whose defense plays the best in the red zone? Because you're gonna have to make somebody settle for field goals, and you're gonna have to. It's gonna be imperative that if you get off the field on third down, somebody goes 50% on third down, you're asking for trouble. Either team, Brady or Mahomes, goes 50% on third down, the opposing team's probably gonna lose the game.
Yeah. So in the end, it's shocking to me. Both defenses played completely out of character against a Brady and a Mahomes.
Right.
So they flipped the script on each other. And I think that script will stay flipped in this game.
You think so?
Yep.
Well, I know Murphy Bunting, and I know Carlton Davis hadn't gotten any faster. And I know Tyreek hadn't gotten any slower. So whatever you did last time, I wouldn't advise you to do that.
Okay, I will bet you this.
What?
I would even bet a case of dew on this.
He'll get 203.
He doesn't get 203 in the first quarter. Will you give me that over?
No.
I'll take under 203 in the first quarter.
I'm going to give it. I say he get 150 in the game. You think he gets 150 in the game?
I'm not going to bet against him. I'm not.
Skip, 150 yards? That's a lot of yards.
It's not for him. That seems like one play. Seems like he gets 150 a play, right?
You guys need to make more bets about this one at this point.
Well,
I feel like
will.
We
try to get some prop
right bets.
He try to get an easy prop bet or something.
Yeah, something.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners. I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com. Reimagine for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called the People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness. Or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
No mercy.
33 points wasn't enough to outduel Kyrie Irving's 39 and the Nets last night. James Harden had a 23-point, 11-rebound, 14-assist triple-double, and Kevin Durant chipped in with another 28 points. And after the 4-point win, Kyrie said, quote, "It was great competition for the top players in the world. Some of the top players in the world go against each other on TV." So, Shannon, was that a finals preview last night?
I thought the Brooklyn played the Clippers.
Mm.
You know the preview, the Lakers.
They did.
I still believe, Skip, look, when it's all said and done, I still believe you're going to have to play defense at some point in time. You're going to have to get stops in crucial situations. I mean, I heard, boy, the Clippers got the two best wing defenders. Skip, what good is having the two best wing defenders if you let somebody get 36 points in the fourth quarter when you got a lead?
Mm.
I'm just trying to figure that out. You got a two-point lead going into the fourth.
You just said let somebody?
Yeah, okay, let me ask you a question.
These are three big somebodies.
So I just want to know, which guy did Paul George have? Because Kevin Durant was 11 to 13, Kyrie was 15 to 23, and James Harden was 7-15. Which guy did Kawhi take, and which guy did Paul George take?
Mm. You ever heard of great offense?
No!
Trump's.
No.
Good defense.
I want to know the guy in the playoffs that lit Jordan up, that lit Scottie Pippen up. Because that's what they say. They're even better than Scottie and Mike, the two best wing defenders. And KD got 11 to 13. KD shot 20 times, he'd had 50. But he only shot 13, so he had 28. Mm. Kyrie got whatever he want, whenever he want, however he wanted. Walking to the basket on you. Remember last year the conga line that Luka had? And I told you, Skip, baby. I said, Skip, your defense trash. You laughed at me.
Where is Luka now?
I don't know. Where about Luka? Don't Luka do a Luka thing. Mm. But I'm talking about Kyrie dancing on y'all. Mm. No, this is not a... You know what? You're not going to believe anything I tell you. I can show you, but I can tell you.
Mm. Okay. So, I'm going to start with the Nets. Did you not see the best team in the East last night?
Yes, okay. I believe they are the best.
Let's start with the East.
Yes.
Okay. People said this won't work. They will not fit together. This was the all-time fit game for me because Kevin Durant has low to no ego as far as scoring big points. He's got two rings. He's fine with that. He wants a third one a different way. He wants to show Golden State, watch what I can do with the new cast of characters. Mm-hmm. So he takes 13 shots last night and makes 11 of them. That's absurdly great. And he scores 28 points on 13 shots. Do you know how freakish great that is?
Yeah, I do.
And he says, I'll just take 1 3 tonight, but I'll make that three. And I'll only get to the line 5 times, but I'll make all 5 free throws. And by the way, I'll chip in with a measly 9 rebounds. But guess who led the team in rebounds?
James
the point guard. He had 11. The point guard had 14 more assists. He's leading. He's running away with the assist title because he's at 11.2 to Russell Westbrook's 9.5. What? It's the perfect fit because I left out the guy who led the team in scoring. Kyrie went crazy. Like, Kyrie's crazy, all right. Like, crazy great.
Yeah.
You know, he's crazy
great. So which one of them got the Paul George and Kyrie?
So Kyrie scored 39. These are the three greatest shot-making scorers we've ever seen on one team. The three greatest. I don't think it's even close. I know you can go back to Wilt and Jerry West and Elgin Baylor. I got it.
Yeah.
But three. We can do lots of twos, or we can do lots of ones. Michael Jordan at the top.
Right. Cool.
But you can't do three.
No, not
and,
three.
And they're all gifted.
All ball handlers.
Like ball-handling shot-makers where they can get their own like that. And they can get it in so many different ways. Kyrie was going globetrotter on him last night.
Man.
He made a couple of up-and-under dipsy-doo shots at the rim where I said, that's just silly.
But, Skip, I want to ask you a question, Skip. You keep telling me about Kawhi and how great they are defensively. Skip, what good is 800 credit if I can't get a damn loan?
Okay.
I said that because I got 800 credit. I like to think that I could go to some bank, some financial institution, and they give me a loan.
Okay.
What good is having Kawhi and Paul George if you can't get stops?
I'm not finished with the Nets because the Nets, you've told me, play no defense.
They don't.
And to me, when they want to play, they can play good enough defense.
No.
Yes, they
Skip,
can.
They hope they miss. I mean, Skip, they gave up 30 points.
What they did on Kawhi in the fourth quarter last night was special.
Kawhi not a closer.
Well, I told you that.
Okay, then.
Lou Williams, and I don't know what's happened to him. I don't know if he's hit the wall or I don't know. Is he just
lemon pepper, sauce hard to get out? Say, once that lemon pepper get on your fingers, it's hard to get off.
Is the ball kind of sticking to your fingers a little bit?
And what about PG?
Okay, so those guys played great offense last night, and yet how can you stop this juggernaut on offense? And when this juggernaut wants to play defense, we've seen it twice this year. We saw it against Milwaukee. They held Milwaukee to 123, and you can laugh about that, but that's good enough to win the game because they won by two. Last night, they held the Clippers, the team leading the league in three-point shooting and free throw shooting, to 120 points. That will work because you can certainly score 124, even against a pretty good defensive team in the Clippers.
Steve, think about this here. In James Harden 10 games, the 120 points is the third best defensive game that they've had.
Okay, but they play up and down to the level of competition. If it's the Wizards, the COVID-racked Wizards, on some whatever night, Monday night, they're not up for it. They should have won both. They've won every game with James Harden except two. They lost a game at Cleveland when Kyrie obviously got fouled at the end of regulation.
When Sexton, that all NBA guard went bonkers on y'all.
No, well he went after the wrong call because they called Kyrie for an offensive foul. He got hammered right against the leg. It should have been two free throws to win the game.
Why were you in that situation?
Okay, because they don't care. They're like, we'll just roll the ball out there and they'll roll.
So what are they going to be thinking? That you can just roll the ball out in the playoffs?
Well, they've still gone 7-2 since James got there.
Yeah.
That'll work. That's tied for the best record in the East since they've been there. Okay?
I mean, look at us. How we doing, Skip?
Okay.
Who got the best record in the West?
Going into last night, who had the best record in the NBA? I think it's the team in the basement, the Clippers.
Okay, well, who came out of last night with the best record in the NBA?
By default.
Y'all played. You could have kept the best record.
Did you guys have to play at the Nets yet? No, but the Nets are coming to you, and watch what happens.
What you want to do,
Skip? A couple of weeks away.
Okay.
Now?
Oh, I mean, you make it seem like we
watch
scared.
Watch what happens.
Watch AD.
Huh?
Watch AD. Watch old Goat James.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know what old Goat James do.
Yeah, they might give up 140 that night.
Who?
The Lakers.
We're going to get 146.
This is the best defense.
We're going to get 146.
Let's see.
If they give up 140, we're getting 150.
So I saw an offensive juggernaut last night, down five with 7 minutes left.
Skip that.
Okay, down five. The Clippers were in control. They were in control early.
Skip, seven minutes. You make it seem like you said 7 seconds.
Okay, 7 minutes left, and all of a sudden, a 13-0 run goes. And if we could please just see this 13-0 firepower go. Here we go. Kevin Durant, Nicholas Batum, you got no chance.
French toast.
Thank you. Then we have
Nicholas Batum.
Nicholas Batum. Oh, I
got picked.
Splash.
Look at this.
Then we got
Nicholas Batum again. Great Poupon. He's just making a mess of the Frenchman.
Nicholas Batum. Can you stay on your feet? No.
Pate. No. I mean, he's cooking him. Yeah, whatever you want.
Harden on Nicholas
whatever
Batum.
You want.
Kaboom. Batum.
I don't know if French fries is for France, but that's good, too.
13 to nothing, and all of a sudden, they're up eight. Down five to up eight. I've never seen firepower like that.
No, Skip, I've never seen firepower. Yeah. Have you ever seen defense like that? Ole!
Oh, there's no Ole.
I mean, good
did you see what they did to Kawhi in the fourth quarter? They beat him up. They roughed him up. They got physical with him. They just alternated. Kevin would take him, then Kyrie would take him, then James.
Do you remember what we did to him in the bubble? The first game in the bubble, you remember what we did to him? We locked him and Paul George up. You remember what Go James did on the last possession and made Paul George airball it? Did you forget that?
You were so lucky in the bubble. You dodged the bullet that was the Clippers.
There ain't no bullet.
You were so lucky.
Skip, we the gun. Yeah. The bullet ain't affected without the gun.
Look how Tom Brady gets the Super Bowl. He goes the hard way. Has to go to Washington, number two defense. Has to go to Drew Brees. Has to go to Aaron Rodgers. And you guys dodge the Clippers and you get the 5 seed in the finals without its two best players?
He beat a guy that was taking online classes to get his engineering degree in Washington. He beat a guy that had 11 broken ribs and a punctured lung and a fractured arm.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees.
Yeah, and I needed Heineke after that game. No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.